Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wiehunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wiehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wiehunt the Barbarian.
America, we are a world at war. The Barbarian, also known as General Von Wiehunt, your illustrious host, is here tonight. And on this show, we will speak the truth wherever we find it. Rest assured, we are not beholden to any political party. Never forget this, America. Heaven has very strict immigration laws, and hell always has open borders. The game tonight is high-stakes geopolitics, and there is no room for error of any kind going forward. As a wise man once said, you will always get the government that you deserve. And we have not forgotten our January 6th political prisoners in the bowels of Washington, D.C., in that infamous jail where they are rotting day in and day out. Reports of malnourishment, beatings tend to linger and fester out there, whether or not they are true or not. I'll leave that to you. Rumors of the jail, rumors of war. It's all coming to a head now, isn't it? Well, nothing says how much you love your citizens than constantly trying to kill them. As I've always said on my radio show, no one is coming to save us, America. We are completely on our own. The nation is being attacked via asymmetrical warfare from the outside and within. Prepare accordingly. And I say when the time comes, do what you need to do. F the government and take care of yourself and your family first. And by the way, it's America first. And not Ukraine first, not China first, not Russia first, not Israel first. It's America first. Well, tonight there are military reports of a mid-air missile intercept over the Yukon Territory in Canada, quote, allegedly fired by the Russian Federation to spook the West and their continued insistence of supplying Ukraine in a time of war. Military helicopters have been seen all over the area all day long. There seems to be a media blackout. We will talk about tonight on the show, rest assured. There will be many more shoes to drop in the coming days, weeks, and months. Also this past week, Vladimir Putin deployed the world's biggest naval submarine. It's called the Apocalypse Submarine, as it is often called. More likely, it will be off the coast of America very soon. There's a lot of things going on out there. A lot of danger. The world is draped in camouflage, very cloak and dagger out there. Countries are cagey and squirrely. Things are not going as planned. The many rumors of the economy of America and Europa and the world could be in some massive global recession. Some Wall Street insiders say, it's over, baby, it's over. Well, we'll see about that as well. Told you for many years, prepare, train and train again, stock and restock, buy your gear now, buy your weaponry, buy any ammunition you may need. God forbid anything should happen to our land. I counsel people very, very soberly that you may think you want a revolution or a civil war. You really don't. But in the same token, I say if it happens, and we don't want it to happen, but if it does, be ready. There's a lot of nefarious forces against this country right now and the great people of America for what's left of them. For our great people are not what they used to be. Is it your dad's America? They've been invaded by the third world. Open borders is the Biden policy. They don't care. Trying to kill the country from within. They know it and we know it. And the American people know it. No more games. No more high-minded platitudes. Need to get ready out there. I know many of you are. That's a good thing. Because I like America heavily armed. I like America prepared. I like our patriot friends in Canada and in Europe prepared. We need to have a very strong front. Need to be Fortress America. Fortress Europe, Fortress Canada. Build it up from within and get strong out there. Get in shape, work out. Do what you can, be limber. Keep your head on a swivel. For the winds of war are out there. Same time, we got to stay functional in a terrible economy. Gas prices, $5-6 a gallon. All across the nation, and more in Canada and more in Europe. We got to stay ready for anything and everything. Anything can happen at any time from what my intel sources tell me. You'll hear different things from different people, and that's okay. On my show, we will try to consolidate all the latest intel, all the latest information. We will give you, I will never lie to you, I'll tell you exactly what I think. And then what I'm telling you, I'm doing myself. I'm a big believer and you practice what you preach. And if you're a leader, you lead your men into battle first. I would have it no other way. Because someday we may be called upon to do some things that we weren't really planning on doing. We all want to live in the land of milk and honey. La La Land, I call it. Americans love their big cars, big homes, conveniences. You can walk into a restaurant, sit down, give out little green pieces of paper, or put down the paper with dead presidents on it, or you can put down a piece of plastic, literally, and get a steak and baked potato, or a lobster, or a great meal of any kind, of any persuasion. And they accept it in our fiat currency economy. Have things of value at your property. Have things you can sell, you can barter with. This World Economic Forum is out there. We've got the UN. We've got nefarious people trying to gut our dollar, gut our economy, and gut our people. Now, there will be a time for them. As the saying goes, every dog has his day. For now, we need to be very careful how we operate. Get things in gear. Get your life in order. Train, work out. Make your local alliances strong, stronger than ever. Know who you can rely on in case of a pinch, in case of what if your highways were cut off? What if there was a, God forbid, we don't want this. They keep telling us that a terrorist attack might be coming to America or Canada or Europe. We all know if that happens, all hell will break loose. I've always said the society of America and most of the world is a very thin, uber thin veneer. And when it's cracked, when it's damaged, society unravels very quickly. It takes a long time to build things up, but they come down real fast. And you'll see how fast they come down. Be ready for that. Be thinking about that. Stay functional. Got to go to work. Got to pay your bills. These things could be a month away or 10 years away. We don't know. Anyone that gives you the date of some calamity and they're firmly convinced of it, don't believe them. They don't know what they're talking about. 99.9% of the cases. Well, tonight, you've reached the Radio Octagon. Pirate radio. Cult radio like no other. I'm not trying to be holier than thou on this show. Most talk show hosts are. They will tell you how pious they are, how much they go to church, how many times a week they read the Bible, how many church friends they have. All wonderful, all good, good stuff. That's not my role. My role isn't to tell you how pious I am, to curry favor with you. Or I'm not trying to build the biggest radio audience. I know our position on this show is that we know for a fact, and you can take this to the bank, that most of America is lost. They're a lost cause. Not be counted upon in a time of crisis, or conflict, or war. They're gone. Mentally gone. Physically gone. They're AWOL, absent without leave. They're off the reservation. They're mental vegetables. We have parasites in our midst, too. Government, big banking, picking the pockets of America. We know most of America is out to lunch. The light's on, but no one's home, so don't worry about those people. Worry about yourself. Focus on what you're doing. Don't worry about the neighbor next door so much. They have their own problems. But be aware of everything at the same time. Because these people come out of the woodwork looking to take what you've accumulated, what you've done, what you've structured to build, what you've endeavored to build, and have in time of national crisis or local crisis. Water is going to be a great commodity, pure drinking water. Get lots of it. Food, money, different kinds of money, metals, silver, gold, collectibles that you know people will want. There's a lot going on. We've got two big elections coming up in this country, the midterms and the presidential, all coming up. Well, we're glad you're here tonight. This monologue will continue. Get a beverage, relax, put your crash helmet on, America. We're glad you're here for the show. Oh, yes, the drums of war. Well, in the studio tonight, it's dark. My battle flags are up. We have weapons of war in here. Assault weapons, as they call them. Otherwise known as rifles, daggers, some artwork. We like to broadcast in a dimly lit studio. Just you and I talking through the chatter. Now, a lot of folks have had some very interesting questions for the show I do want to bring up. One of them is they say, Vaughn, love your show, but I was always curious your format and how you roll out. Well, the reason why we play music every now and then in the show is, one, you need a break from the drone of my voice or the drone of a caller's voice, okay? It also gives you time to get a drink, recalibrate yourself. But the more important thing is it sets the mood. If you go in the church, why is the organ playing? Sets the mood. Why is the choir singing? Sets the mood. You need to get into a certain, shall we say, brain wavelength, certain mental positioning for you to collectively hear the show and then to digest it properly, to think about the concepts that we have brought up, that we're talking about and discussing. That's why I like to play music every now and then. Now, those shows you go to will not do that, and that is my style, not their style. Most shows like constant chatter, constant, 24/7. But if you really sit back and listen to them, they're not really saying much of anything. I always said there's a chatterbox. You ever seen a guy that walks up to a meeting or walks into a room, says nothing? Everyone just shuts the hell up. And they listen intently because he has something to say. He doesn't need 1,000 words to say 1 or 2 lines. His presence alone commands respect. Well, that's how this show is. We don't need constant chatter. We don't need to be talking about things that don't mean a hell of beans to anyone. I've always said a show should be entertainment. It should inform you of what's going on. And you, third rail, should take away a little bit of knowledge or wisdom on each and every show. That, to me, is the mark of a great show, of a good radio show. Now, making a segue to what other people say on the show, I told a few people this week that we structure the show to where we're not hovering over any one group or any one ideology. We're constantly moving. We want to outthink, outmaneuver, outfly the enemy. And to hell with them. I believe in the general Patton philosophy. Our tanks are always moving. We're not paying for the same real estate twice. We don't hover in a town or a city. We're moving constantly in action, direct action. Moving is the way to go. Not hovering, not repeating the same thing over and over again. Well, that's how the show is set up. And if you like it, great. If it's not your cup of tea, I am cool with that. Because I'm not looking to bring in millions of morons to the show, to be blunt. I only want the elite, only want the radio elite, the tip of the spear, the people that get it, or the ones that want to get it, that want to learn more. They know deep down they've been sold a bad bill of goods. They know deep down they've been lied to, told to do stupid things, and this part of their DNA recoils and gets mad at the mass media, or it could be their education, their upbringing, their parents, siblings, who knows? They're searching for answers. They're searching to talk to real Americans, real people. And that, my friends, is what the Von Wien Show is precisely. Where the friends you never had, maybe the brother, maybe the father, maybe the uncle, the war veteran in the family. We have the scars to prove it. That's who we are. And we're that guy that walks in the room. And though we can be the life of the party, we can also walk in and just walk in, and that's when the party starts. That's when everybody turns around and notices us. We are that person in the room, and everyone knows it. Well, this past week, I had to always interject a little bit of comic relief into a very serious show. Like our founding fathers said, this could be a life or death situation. But I do get a kick out of the cutards out there in social media land. And I read many of their postings this past weekend. And a lot of them still think and believe. They believe this, that Trump will be reinstated, that the fraudulent election will be overturned, that Joe Biden will be arrested on conspiracy charges, and that dozens of diehard Democrats have already committed suicide. We just don't know about it yet, since they are so shell-shocked and demoralized anyway. None of that has happened, and none of that will happen. Trump is gone. He's not coming back to the Oval Office. He's gone. Once you realize that, things will settle in. Now, Trump may run again, and we wish him well. But he's made a lot of blunders since leaving office. He's lost some of his base support, in my view, in my analysis. It'll be a lot harder for Trump to win the presidency again than it was in 2016. Much harder. Not easier. Don't believe that. And don't believe this red wave crap either. It'll be a block-by-block, brutal fight at the midterms. Brutal. We also may see some sporadic acts of violence, intimidation, by leftists against MAGA people, against Republicans. You watch. We'll also, this week, really the last day or so, China's been under the gun. A lot of strange news from China. Today, Chinese soldiers with machine guns and hazmat suits locked down the airport, several of the airports in China, when the CCP announced the latest COVID outbreak. And the soldiers with machine guns wearing hazmat suits are there to subjugate, control, and terrorize the local population. We will talk about it tonight. And our friends at Contra Radio said it best, the joys of communism are just endless, aren't they? Well, don't forget, America, this is the same Chinese model that our government, corporate America, the same model they want to institute inside this country. Make no mistake about it. They always talk about the Chinese model. They love their social credit score. Trudeau gushes when he talks about China and their control over their people. I posted on Gab tonight the Chinese robot dogs with machine guns on them. Oh, yeah. They have robot dogs with machine guns on top of their head. Almost as good as sharks with laser beams from the Austin Powers movie. The things coming out of China is all about the New World Order. They've already told you China is the model. They mean what they say. They're first going to try this crap on Australia. They're cucked. Canada's cucked. Europe is cucked. They're trying to get America to capitulate and be cocked. But what hinges, yes, on politics, yes, on these elections. They're going to take the temperature. And the globalists will sit back and figure out their plan of action next, based on what happens. Well, at the same time, you got an economic quagmire in Europa. An Austrian woman this week tells about prepping in her country. Families are going into the forests, foraging for food and firewood, and a desperate measure, an attempt to warm themselves and feed themselves. And it's, quote, not allowed by the government. They are defying the law, and good for them. Also this week, a Russian recruit, possibly a draftee, some conscript, punched one of Putin's high-ranking colonels in the face inside the barracks. He knows that to Putin, he is just cannon fodder for the no-win Ukrainian war. The Democrats want America and all of you and me in decline. They are trying to restrain the American people and our economy. They are trying to restrict and control you, keep you down. I know that to be true. Hurricane Ian left a trail of devastation in Florida, also the Carolinas. Biden made the comment on a hot mic in Florida where he said, nobody effed with a Biden. And the mayor, the Democrat mayor of that Central Florida town, just shook Biden's head and said, damn right. Almost as if Biden's taking credit for Hurricane Ian. We talked about HAARP on the last show and the weather manipulation that's out there, the technology. Hurricane Ian hit Florida with a vengeance. Talk about a storm surge. Now, we have a big midterm, big federal election coming up. I think this hurricane will suppress the vote in Florida. A sign of things to come, perhaps. We don't know. But it's going to be real hard for people in Florida to vote. And that might have been the intention all along. If that weather was changed, put off course, put on a different trajectory. They've been doing things to the weather for the last three or four decades. This is nothing new. It's amazing what's going on out there. And we will get to all of it and much, much more. Intel comes into the studio during the show, before and after. If we get any breaking news stories, we'll tell you, of course. We're very glad you're here tonight, America. You came to the right place. We'll now start our great show. Oh, yes. If that doesn't set the mood, I don't know what. Well, well, somebody asked me to say this prayer. I will. I gave them my word, and I always keep my word. My word's my bond. I will say it. It goes like this, by request. Mighty Father in the heavenly realms, we humbly ask your supernatural intervention to help this nation and to bring healing, justice for our people, and more freedom and liberty to our people everywhere and all over the world. And Lord, bring our enemies and the perps to their knees. And may your justice rain down upon them so they have nowhere to run. And you do with them what you wish, dear God. In your powerful name, amen. Amen. We're surrounded by enemies. We'll take care of them when the time comes. With that, let's get to the gunslinger out there in the great state of Texas. How are you doing, sir?
Well, that's probably one of it. That's probably the main reason that they can get their votes, right? But it's going to backfire.
That's right.
On them, just like it always does. Well, what hasn't backfired on these dumb fucks? Okay, they're just endangering the fucking public at large. Okay,
yeah.
That's all they're doing. And they know it, but the Democrats, you think they really give a flying fucking ass? But no.
Hell no.
Hell no.
Well, it usually does backfire. I mean, when they're short sighted like that. And you think that you think you're among the elite that aren't going to be affected by it. Yeah, you will. Sooner or later, you'll be affected by it. For somebody you know, family member.
It's like Dan Bongino says. It's not hypocrisy. It's hierarchy. They think it's going to happen to everybody else but them. Mm. Right? You know? Oh, it can't happen to me. Well, then. Because I've got security, and I've got this, and I've got that, and I can get my own gun and all that shit, you know. They think that it's not going to happen to them, right? Well, what I guarantee you, those two lawyers and saying it's going to happen to them, they'll do that, right? Now, they kill, but, you know, they didn't think that.
Oh, darn, we missed the gunslinger. Gunslinger, if you're out there, we want you to call back. Call us back, sir. We need you back on the air. There he is, gunslinger.
Can you hear me?
I can. Is that you and EMP talking?
Yeah,
yes.
I just had to mute it. I had to call back in because all of a sudden it just went blank and, well, you know, Blog Talk Radio always fixed.
Hey, were you talking to EMP?
Yeah,
Louisiana.
Louisiana.
He's a good man, EMP. We like EMP.
Oh, yeah, he's smart.
Can you both talk
on
this line?
No, it's on Skype. That's why I had to mute the computer because we're on a kind of a conference call on Skype. So
we can hear you both. So if you want to be both on the air, that's probably cool.
Oh, wow. Well, no, it was on Skype on the computer. I'm on a cell phone.
Oh, that's fine. Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
But I'm saying if EMP is still there, if you want to get him on the air, we can definitely do that.
Okay,
via
yeah.
Via Skype because we can hear him on the line for a minute or so.
Yeah, that's why I had
so
to.
So I don't mind. It's your.
Yeah.
Oh, no problem at all. No problem at all. No. That's no. I love live radio because you never know what's going to happen. So Gunslinger, how are you doing tonight, man? What's going on, big guy?
Just sitting here watching everything. Just going to hell in a handbasket. You know, I was reading here one that the Illinois is going to, January 1st, going to do away with no cash bail. So they're going to get let all the criminals out. Thousands of them. Literally thousands of them. So you better stock up on bullets. You know what I'm saying? Better stock up on bullets. Because these people
they're
going to
hit the streets.
Yeah,
they are
going to hit the streets. They'll be come knocking on your door if you live in Illinois. So, you know, it's getting, you know,
right.
These people are going at, well, liberals. What do you expect from liberals, okay? What is their motive? Do they want them to vote for them? Well, that's probably one of them. But other than turning it
sure
into a third world, you know, what is their motive? Their motive of operandi, you know? Unless they're crazy. Well, of course, we know Democrats and liberals are crazy. There's no doubt about that. But other short of that, you know, maybe time to lock and load. Looking that way, isn't it? Terrible.
Well, the thing is, you got to be careful out there. And I always tell people, this is a radio show. It's political theater. It's not an incitement to do anything in the real world. I've always told people that will come naturally, and if you're prepared, when the big shoe drops, you'll know what to do. But right now, it's the information war, and you got to be careful, because if you step out of line, especially in this Biden political environment with guns or bullets or anything crazy, watch out. You know, because they'll throw the book at you. I always tell people, be law-abiding. Be prepared by all means. But avoid problems. Avoid situations if you can. Deflect them.
Yeah.
Get the hell out of there. Because the minute you really take a stand, if it's not your property, not your personal home, they're going to raise holy hell around you. You'll get arrested, throw you in jail. If you're the wrong political persuasion, the January 6th people, they'll throw you in jail, throw away the key. They've been there for a year and a half. Are they ever on Fox News? No.
No.
Ever on CNN? No. No one's talking about them. I told you guys a year ago, they threw away the key, literally. I meant that. They're never going to get out of there. Unless there's a political revolution where somebody has got the cojones to let them out, but Biden's never going to let them out.
No.
They're going to be in jail till January of 2025. Folks, that's reality. When you're out there, be careful. You're right. Oh, I'm for buy as many guns as you want. Buy all the ammo you think you're going to need in triplicate. But be careful if you want to use them, because the Biden crime family, the corrupt federales police, they'll nail you to the cross. You know, they'll nail you to the wall. So that's why I'm telling people now, if you're in a crime-ridden area, and you're right, gunslinger, get the hell out of there. Move. I mean... Yes, saddle up, move. This is the time before you can't get out of town. You know, what do you think?
Well, yeah, you know, if you're able to and financially able to, it would be the best thing to do is just, you know, get the hell out of Dodge City, as the other thing goes, before it falls
right.
apart, before the you know what hits the fan. But even, you know, it's getting, unless you go and be on an island somewhere, you know, by yourself, you're going to be faced with these criminals. I mean, it's every day. You really can't walk down the street in, say, in a city or whatever, and you look around and you don't know who's criminal and who's not. That's the problem.
Right.
Know? And until they attack, and they will attack like wild animals, then, of course, you have to defend yourself, you know, regardless of what the law says, okay? That's the number one preservation of life is to defend yourself no matter what the law says. You'll have to deal with the law later. You know, the old saying goes, you know, it's better to be carried by a, by a, what is it, carried by 12 and judged by 6 or something like that. You know, it's better to be prepared. It'd be better to have your peas in a pot there than in the event that you are, you know, whatever, when these animals try to attack you or whatever, then be carried by 12, you know. You know, it's just common sense. And it's getting worse and worse, like I said. As long as, you know, Dum Dum in the White House stays there, and until Trump gets back in there or somebody like him, okay, he gets back in there, none of this crap's going to
happen. That's right.
It's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. And, you know, if Trump or somebody like him, this January 6th crap would never have happened. Okay, never would have happened. The situation with Russia would have never have happened. You know, Trump was nice and buddies and friends with your enemy. That's one of the best things you can do, just like Rocket Boy in North Korea. So everybody was quiet. Everybody was happy until this freak got in there. Then he went to hell in the end basket.
I know.
Literally.
I know. So. Literally. Well, that's the whole thing, man, is that the political prisoners in Washington, D.C. or elsewhere in the country, they're going to have orders under Biden and I'll let you out. So I advise people, be very careful, be law-abiding. Now is when you want to be law-abiding and just prepare and get educated and get trained and get as physically fit as you possibly can. Everyone's got their own parameters and guidelines and limitations. Mm-hmm. But do what you got to do. And that's the main thing right now, preparedness. And, you know, I can't stress that enough. But if you look back in history, things always happen naturally at some point. The shoes drop, or they will be forced. They will be accelerated by various forces. And when that happens, you know, when it's organic and it just happens, we're all going to know about it. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Thing, too, to watch out for is, keep your head on a swivel. Watch out for false flag attacks all over the country from rogue federales or deep state operatives who want to get that fear out there. That's the real fear porn. That's the real terrorism. You know, I'm not so often worried about some towelhead from the Middle East, to be honest. I'm more worried about people inside our own government that have proven to have all kinds of nefarious agendas. That's my main concern. The Trojan horse, the enemy within. What are your thoughts, Gunslinger?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I'd be more worried about those people, you know, instead of, you know, somebody that living in a cave over there in Afghanistan, because the government here will set up situations, set up different things, and if you're the target of them, they will target you, okay? And they will put you in jail for it. I mean, and it's not like it's a conspiracy theory or anything like that. I mean, here, well, up there in Dallas, they about 4 or 5 years ago, they targeted this one guy. And to blow up one of those big buildings, one of the skyscrapers downtown, they supplied him with supposed to be an explosive and a timer and all of this stuff. And guess what? Boom! They busted him. It was all set up. It was a complete setup. They knew it. And I guess the guy dude still probably spending the rest of his life in jail, just like January 6th. What evidence do they have? It was a setup. Is all it was. Okay. And these people are still, like you said, almost 2 years now. January will be 2 years, okay? And they are still political prisoners, just like a person like would be in Russia, okay? Or a communist
Cuba
country.
Yeah, or Venezuela.
Cuba.
Yeah.
Venezuela.
And they're going to be there for 2 more years. And they're going to be there for 2 more years. They're malnourished. They haven't seen their families. I mean, there's lots of rumors, and just rumors. We're not alleging anything here, but, you know, things have a way, I always say, of getting out. The truth has a way of getting out. Is it embellished? Maybe a little bit. But I hear of beatings. I hear of even torture. I hear of malnourishment. I hear of strange. They can't see their attorneys. They can't see their family members. Solitary confinement. No visitors. Screw you. because how they are treating
us. But here's the problem. We have freedom in this country, right? If we really had true freedom in this country, this would never happen, would it? No, it wouldn't.
No.
Okay. Or anything else. Okay. But that's the problem. They give us this illusion of freedom, but you cross the line.
That's right.
And you'll wind up like in the gulag, in the D.C. gulag. Okay. But
that's
of course
right.
We have freedom.
It's a gulag.
It's a gulag. Yeah, absolutely. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. You know, go ahead.
I know. Unbelievable what's going on out there. Well, from the chat room, we've got Lincoln who writes, and this is true, that when all hell broke loose, remember a few years ago, you had all these malcontents, Tifa, dregs, communists in the streets. When they attacked the actual White House in Washington, D.C., they tried to burn down that old church, remember, across the street, that famous old church that was there from the colonies. All Trump did was come out and do a photo op with a Bible the next day. And that was it. Took some photographs, held up the Bible, said this would never happen again, and he walked away. I remember that. And I thought, that's it. That's it. It's the best you can do, man. I mean, I voted for you. I like you. But, man, that was quite a letdown. Unbelievable. Well, Gensler, you have a great night. Go ahead, man.
All right, you too. Okay, I was just going to say, it's amazing how these people are still in power. Why don't we let them stay there? We're the ones that's supposed to put them in power. Why can't we take them out of the power?
Okay? Well,
because that's the problem.
Yep. Like I said in the monologue, the third or fourth sentence, I said, America, you have the government you deserve.
Yeah. Yep.
We collectively deserve this because we haven't done our due diligence over the past many, many decades before us. But it's just getting worse and worse and worse.
Exactly.
See
what? Yeah. Yeah, you're absolutely great.
Gunsinger, thank you, man.
All right. Talk to you later.
Getting crazy. You have a great night, sir. Take care. You bet.
Yeah,
you do. Gunslinger, we love you, man. Well, we're so glad you're here tonight for the Von Wien Show. Think of us as the Rockford Files of retro TV.
Jim Rockford, if the tone leave your name and message, I'll get back to you.
Hey, Jimmy, it's your old buddy Angel calling you on the line there. And I was about to sit down and do like we do every Thursday night, listen to this guy, Von Wehunt, on the radio. He's a good old-fashioned machismo, hard-styled, mechanic of the airwaves, Jimmy. but what I wanted to ask you first before I did that is before I get into my popcorn here, I've got a game coming up, poker game. It's going to be absolutely beautiful, beautiful scam. I got that city councilman showing up. We got oil shakes. We got other people, maybe pornographers showing up too. And I got a beautiful cover I'm going to be using for this one, man. I just need $2,000 to $3,000. To use this game to buy in, and then I'll get it back to you in like a couple weeks to maybe a couple months, Jimmy. You think you could do that for me? I'll be here listening to Von Wehunt Show, all right? I'll wait for your call, buddy. I'll wait for your call.
I'll tell you what. Tune in and don't miss the Von Wehunt Show on Thursday nights at 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. I'll tell you, Von Wehunt is on the radio. I'll tell you, darkskyradio.com, and he's on Blog Talk Radio, baby. That's right. Tune in.
That's right. You haven't reached the Twilight Zone. Well, maybe sort of, but you have reached the Von Wehunt Show.
This is Rod Serling from the Twilight Zone, a place of sight and sound, now telling you to tune in to the Von Wehunt Show that's on in the evening, the dark of night. The night gallery is 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. to tune in to hear real talk. Get your dose of the Von Wehunt Show and the reality of what's going on in our world.
Yes, and we are the Night Gallery. And with that, let's get back to our phones. Hello, you're live on the Von Wehunt Show. Is this Catwoman? Hello. Are you there?
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you. How's it going?
This is the Overlord.
What's your name? Ah, that's what I thought. Contra Radio. The Overlord is here. Yes. How are
yes,
you feeling, man?
I'm back at it. I'm back at it.
Nice.
I am truly back at it. What is going
glad
on?
Glad you're back.
Contra?
Oh,
I'm
my
glad
God.
To be back. What is going on in Canada?
Well,
I can't find anything on it. Nothing. It's like hush hush all over the damn place.
Mm-hmm. Media blackout from what I've heard from my sources. Yep.
Well, just think of it this way. If it wasn't a media blackout, there'd be people flipping out right now.
That's right.
But we do need
and
to,
folks, what we're talking about. Right, our and I'll just give folks the backstory here briefly, Contra.
Yes,
we've got allegedly a couple of missiles were fired and intercepted over the Yukon territory in Canada. As I mentioned during the monologue, to reiterate to some of you folks who just tuned in, and they were shot down, no explosion, and nothing crazy. My sources tell me that there's a lot of military choppers up there in the Yukon territory. This is north of the Seattle, Washington area in the province there in Canada. So I got one article on it from a pretty reputable source. So I posted it, but Overlord, this is crazy,
yes.
Man, you know,
it's very provocative.
What are your thoughts? It is.
My thoughts are Yukon territory. It, you know, we got a lot of listeners up there in Canada, a ton. And I put a feeler out to Kevin Johnson, one of our hosts here on Contra Radio Network. He's a Canadian over in Calgary and haven't heard back from him. It's like, man, have you heard this? What are you finding out? Et cetera. Haven't heard back from him yet. On the other hand, from what I understand, the Canadian government does monitor their – they have their own great firewall. And if they don't like what you say, they can censor you. So I'm waiting for them to get back to me if he can. But I even called a couple of my intel buddies, and they haven't heard anything either. But because I told them they're going to start looking into it, I haven't said there's nothing out there. And if they put the lid on this thing, they're going to crank it down hard. Because
they are,
you know. If it's true, if we can verify it, I'm telling you now, there's going to be heads will roll, especially in this country. Because I shouldn't say that. I'm still waiting for Biden to be indicted, for Christ's sake. And that hasn't happened.
Right.
Well, he's getting old. I can collect Social Security by the time they get around to him. But I'm just, it's true, brother. Hell, you know. Now, from what I understand, they do. From my understanding, they're not going to do anything until after the election, and the grand jury is back, and that's all they're saying. Unfortunately for the FBI leadership, their so-called leadership, they let's put it this way, they got a lot of whistleblowers who are pissed off. Now, the question is, if they do indict him, are they going to do it in the D.C. circuit? If they do it in the federal D.C. circuit, which I'm sure they're going to do, nothing will happen. If it goes in Delaware, where I understand that's where the assistant attorney general is, and he's a Trump appointee. So if he has put it through to their grand jury, we shall see what happens there. That might make a difference. Now, they did give him a plea deal. He said, basically he told him to F.O.
God. Right.
So they said, okay, thank you very much. And instead of $1 million in fines, we're going to ask for $15 million and some jail time. So I'm hoping that he is arrogant enough to have done that. And I think he is. I think he's arrogant enough to think that, you know what, I can get away with it. Now, as for the election, we'll see. We'll see if the Republicans can keep, what do they say, snatch victory from the jaws of defeat, or are they going to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory? I mean, who knows with these guys? You know, they still haven't learned the fact that it's the liberals, the Democrats play for keeps, and all they're playing for is, well, we'll go along to get along, and they ain't working anymore.
Yeah, they're playing Chinese checkers, you know,
and even
with their love for China.
Oh,
right,
God,
they suck at that.
Oh, that's terrible.
The joke.
You know, it's pathetic. It is absolutely pathetic. Oh, Gunslinger, if you're listening, it's judge by 12. I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6.
Right.
That's what he's trying to get out. And
right.
He said it backwards.
But, I know.
I'll give him a hand.
I know.
I'll give him a hand. By the way.
I knew what he meant. Yeah.
We have got our listeners. It's definitely your show that is getting Contra Radio Network out to South Korea and Asia. It's definitely that. I've been watching it. Whenever I post your show, all of a sudden, bang, we get a lot of listeners from South Korea. So
it is
what I think it is. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. What's
That's
going on
our
here,
military, our military bases, and these South
mm-hmm.
Korean
mm-hmm.
patriots are listening to the show.
Yeah.
We love them
yes,
all.
Yes, they are. Yes, we do.
Love that.
We don't want, the other night you had posted something about the U.S. arming Taiwan. Fine. Armed
yes.
into the teeth. I'd rather have their people fighting and dying than our people. Besides, it's their country. You fight for it.
Yeah, exactly.
Armed into the teeth and let them fight it out.
Now, many of you don't know this, that Overlord here, Overlord, is the operator of Contra Radio Network. Tell us a bit about your network again. Now, you touched on South Korea. What other areas do you think you're making huge penetration in with my show and your show and others on your network?
I got to tell you, Sweden and Germany.
Of course.
Sweden has just, they weren't even on the map until I started carrying your show. And all of a sudden, within a month, bang, there's Sweden popping up. So we're getting a lot of listeners in Sweden. France just came on. Can you believe that? France? It's like, really? Okay, I'll take
it. Wow.
Germany?
Sure.
We're getting more and more there. And Romania is starting to pop up on the map. And we're actually getting a couple
mm-hmm.
downloads from the Ukraine. So there you
go.
Well,
I believe it.
We're getting out there.
Well,
we are getting out there.
Good. And for those folks who are listening in the Ukraine tonight, I know my stats show a few downloads too in the Ukraine and Moldova right next door. We wish you guys well. You got a hell of a war against the Russian war machine. We realize that.
Moldova
yeah.
popped up also. It's like overnight
yeah.
I had like a few dozen, four dozen downloads from Moldova. And I said, oh, you guys are still there? Good, because you guys are next. Get ready.
Yes. They are next. They are next. And I am always for people who are trying to protect their homes and family and livestock.
Yep.
And all for that. But again, as we talked about on the show, and I tell the Ukrainians to their face, we love them. They, a lot of good people over there, but they have to realize, and I know that many of them do, that at some point the money spigot is going to be turned off. We can't constantly be sending you guys billions a week. We've done our part. We've done more than anybody else combined, right? But
I agree.
If they want to continue the war at some point, you guys better start sabotaging those Russian columns and grabbing those AK-47s and those ammo shipments clandestinely to arm your army,
time.
You know, big time. Ramp that up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And they will.
Yeah.
I don't know who's running the military campaign for the Ukraine, but that counteroffensive was an absolutely genius stroke that will be studied for years to come in all the military academies.
It was. They have the Russian army on the run. They did.
Oh,
yeah, they countered the Russian army. What a brilliant counteroffensive. You're right. It's going to be studied in the war college for years. It's amazing.
It will be.
They've been able to do.
I've also grabbed some video of a riot of the Russian conscripts. They are livid. They got 1 week's training, and they shipped them off to the front.
Yep.
It's like,
they said that would happen.
They got
a
right to be pissed.
Right. Normally you get a year, I heard, up to a year to get trained in your discipline, boot camp. You're right. They just more or less put them in a barracks, gave them a uniform, gave them a gun, shoot it a few times, you're ready for the front. How about those? That's World War II style. You know?
I think they're hoping that they get OJT at the front. You know, when you get to your unit, you're supposed to, you know, your training continues on. Now, when I was in.
On the job training.
16 weeks.
Sure.
It was 16 weeks. It was, let me think here. It was 8 weeks of basic, 8 weeks of advanced infantry training. And then after that, when you got back, you were supposed to teach the guys are in the unit what the new standards are, what the new techniques are, and they're to train you on how the unit works. This isn't working out for the Russians at all. I did grab some video of the border crossing a couple of weeks ago by Georgia. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. These people are lined up to get the hell out of there because no one wants to go to Ukraine because it's a total cluster. Which, by the way, I did post my latest episode today, and I talk about what happens for a Russian nuclear strike, what a U.S. response would look like, that kind of thing. And I got to tell you.
I got to catch that.
I'm reading this. Now, get this. I understand that the Russian command structure goes from Putin to, was it Shoigu, his chief of staff, and one other general officer,
yes,
if he gives the nuclear strike order. Then they will pass it down the chain of command. Now, the chain of command would go to the unit that's responsible, and I forgot what the designation is, but I understand they were on the road two nights ago, which is not unusual. But
mm-hmm.
Once it goes down to the units have 20 minutes to call in and authenticate the launch order. If it's authenticated, then it goes out to the whatever unit's been assigned to do the strike, and then they have 20 minutes to authenticate the launch order. Now, the question is, are there enough officers in the upper chain of command not to pass the order along, or to pass the order along and then disconnect the telephone so they can't authenticate the launch order? That's what I'm wondering.
Right.
Because I don't believe for a minute that everybody in the Russian military has lost their minds. I think they're scared shitless to go tell Putin of failures. I mean, let's face it. Do you want to go tell Putin of another battlefield failure? I sure as hell wouldn't.
No way.
But be arrested for crimes against the people. Thank you. No.
You'd be arrested for treason. Yeah, that's a treasonous charge right now in Putin's Russia. Failure is not an option, but they're failing miserably. You know, Russia looked pretty damn strong before the invasion, didn't they?
Yeah.
Go back just 6 months, folks. Putin looked pretty damn good before he launched this mess, this military disaster. Special operation, my ass. if that's a special operation, I'd hate to see you in a real battle. Jeez.
If you want to know, if you want a blueprint of how not to do things, you got one.
Right.
I mean, who the hell?
That's my point. They're going to be studying the Putin doctrine. These are all the wrong moves you do not want to make in the field of battle. Don't do what Putin did. If you're a young junior officer, take notes and listens. I'm telling you.
I'm sure junior officers all over the planet are taking notes. Taking
I know
notes
I would be. Yes.
It. I would. I absolutely would. It's just unbelievable what's going on there. And I agree with you 100%. You know, this idea that, you know, Ukraine should just make peace. Wait a minute. What about if they took, some country came and took over a couple states? Would we say no? Or would we fight it out? Say no, we want all of it back. So we'll see what happens. And like you said, I believe.
Yeah, I don't blame the Ukrainian people. I really don't. And there's a big hatred there going back to World War II. As I told everyone on my show before that most of our listeners don't know the history of Ukraine. I know you do, and I do. and many others here, that the Ukrainian people fought with the Third Reich. They did, when the German panzers went into Ukraine, the German women, there's films of them, the Ukrainian women were throwing flowers on the panzers saying, please save us. You're our liberators. Please save us from Stalin and the murderous commissars and the NKVD. Please, you are...
Yes.
They welcome them with open arms. There's videos of them giving baskets of fruit,
right.
You know, sandwiches to the Germans, still feeding them. They had all kinds of little beer gardens and things they set up, and they thought the Germans and Hitler were there to liberate them from communism.
Right.
And they're stuck in the same quagmire they've always been in. A lot of it's geography. You know, but that's why Putin calls that, folks, this is why he always says that the Ukraine is full of Nazis, because
right.
The sympathies run deep. They don't want to be part of communist Russia. They don't want to be Bolsheviks, and they still don't. And that's why today you see reports of Nazis, you know, in the Ukrainian army, because they're the sons and daughters of the Waffen-SS. There are Waffen-SS units in the Ukraine. So history, that rabbit hole runs deep.
And don't forget, it was Stalin that took all the grain out of Ukraine and starved the Ukrainians when they would not
survive. Yes. The Holodomor.
So,
that was
what?
A real Holocaust. Absolutely.
Yeah.
They have not forgotten. They starved their grandparents, right? Those people hate Russia.
It.
They hate Putin. They shouldn't forget.
Oh, yeah.
I know I wouldn't.
I wouldn't. I'd be carrying on, too. You know,
history is amazing.
What is it that Brad Pitt said in Fury? Oh, yeah. It was, ideals are peaceful. History is violent.
Yes.
That's a great line. And it's true.
That's a great line.
History is always violent. History is always violent.
It is.
Except for those people that espouse these ideals to make it sound like it's all flowers and sunshine, and that just ain't so. It just ain't so.
That's right.
So, and I tell people on my show all the time, so look, I'm not a Putin apologist. He was wrong to do this. This is stupid. And I think a lot of people are on to him, and they don't want any part of this, and they don't want any part of it, period. But we'll see what happens. We'll see. And I just do I think the Russian, geez, I don't know, man, a nuclear strike. Now, I have heard that he may do a nuclear demonstration on the Black Sea. Now, the question becomes, if he detonates on the Black Sea and there's no casualties, what's the response? Is there going to be a response?
Right.
Nobody got injured. You may have a slight radiation cloud. They'll probably do a small tactical nuke as a demonstration that, I can do it and I will. It's just too many. You know what? And there's another thing, my friend. I do not trust the CIA at all to get this right. I just don't. They're too politicized.
I don't either.
I do trust. I trust the Defense Intelligence Agency and the National Reconnaissance Office to do that work. But my guess is they won't be listened to, because they're going to tell people things that they don't want to hear.
So that's true. It's going to be interesting. I totally agree with you, Overlord. I don't trust the CIA to get it right. What they're going to be taking their marching orders largely from Biden, who wants a war, a wider war. And this is a great way for Biden to cover up his high gas prices, his terrible economy, all his faux pas. It's a great way to cover up Hunter Biden and all the allegations of the Biden crime family. All of that, can you imagine, if we have a wider war, all those stories not only go on the back page, they go on the back page to nowhere. You'll never hear these stories again. Everything, will be about Biden, the war president. They're going to lionize him. They're going to say he's our war president. He's in charge of NATO. He's gallantly leading the nation to victory against those evil Russians. And we don't want a war with Russia, folks. You think you do. You don't.
No, we
this
do
is,
not.
This is we've gone too far anyway. We're really risking being labeled an enemy combatant by the Kremlin. And once that happens officially, we're fair game.
And then we cross the nuclear Rubicon. Well, I hope we don't cross the nuclear Rubicon. God forbid we cross, because once we cross it, that door's open, the genie's out of the bottle, and it ain't going back in, and there's no going back.
That's right.
And where does it stop?
People think you can turn it off like a water faucet. Turn it on, turn it off. No, it doesn't work that way. Nations don't work that way. Nations, you're right. They do things slow and methodical on policy. Mm-hmm. When they make a move, they make a move. They never, hardly ever back down, as in the case of Putin in the Ukraine. It's just how nations operate. They can't, they're not that nimble, folks. Turn it on, turn it off. No. Once they go nuclear, they all go nuclear.
Oh, and that's another thing. You know, Biden's at this dinner tonight talking about how they're on the verge of Armageddon. Well, if that's the case, I mean, this guy just drives me bonkers. If that's the case, then why aren't U.S. nuclear forces at the cocked pistol stage? Why aren't they, and this is another thing. That idiot Jake Sullivan, that brainstem at the Pentagon, is always yakking away. I can't stand the guy. I want to hang him from a tree and beat him like a pinata. But he's talking about, we'll strike back at Russian command centers and all that. And I'm thinking, are you out of your mind? Do you really think that you're going to kill Russian officers, Russian troops, and the Russians aren't going to do anything? Oh, they're going to do something all right. They will do something all right. I'll guarantee you that. They aren't going to sit back and take that from anybody. No, no country would.
I agree. And you're right. And when Jake Sullivan speaks about attacking all Russian commanding, folks, he's talking about World War III. You cannot attack all of Russia's command and control. These guys talk a big game. They know they're not going to be doing any of the dirty work, any of the fighting. Jake Sullivan will be in his bunker deep under Maryland or D.C., probably in the tunnel system, the train going from D.C., which would then be nuked. He would be going probably to the Denver airport in the middle of the country via that high-speed rail they have in the dumps, in the tubes. While we get attacked.
Oh, yeah.
These people are psychotics.
They're out of their minds.
Psychopaths.
People are so far.
They are.
They're out of their depth. It's like listening to Mushroom Head give the press conference. It's like,
we don't want a war with Russia. We don't want a nuclear exchange, not even a limited one. These people say that. When you hear this, folks, those people are psychopaths in our government. Who think it's a great idea to talk about it. You're right. I heard the same thing from Biden. We're on the edge of Armageddon. Well, who the hell put us there? You did. You're the damn president. You put us there. We weren't there
and
under
Trump.
Trump
was president. Hey, it wouldn't have happened under Trump. You're absolutely right. This would have never happened.
That's
period.
Right.
It would never have happened.
None of this would have happened. Right. People can say what they want about Trump. But one thing I will say about him. We had a soaring stock market, and America was not in war. Trump did not deploy our troops. He was not talking about nuclear Armageddon. In fact, he defused that
North Korea.
Of a situation when North Korea, Kim Jong-un, China, the world was at peace making money, which is what we're best at. America's not very good at winning wars. If you check the books lately, folks.
We're terrible.
We have not won a war.
Because there's no.
I'm not even sure we won World War II, but they say we did. But let's say World War II was the last war. And who wouldn't be able to win against Germany when you apply all 50 countries against them? Of course you're going to win. I mean, large numbers. You're going to win. No country can withstand 50 countries coming after them, large and small. Impossible. It's amazing that Germany held on for 5 freaking years.
I mean, that was largely intact. How'd they pull that one off?
That's the real story if you're in the war college. How to hold off an enemy for 5 years. God.
Right. An active hostility.
That's real history. That's the kind of history I like to learn about. Stuff like that, coming in at that war from that angle, you know?
Oh, Lord,
I could talk to you for hours, my good friend. What are your final thoughts to America and the world tonight? The floor is yours.
All right. Preppers, listen up. You got to listen to Contra Radio Network. We got a lot of guys, and we got one gal, and they talk about anything they want to talk about. CRN is for preppers and patriots. You preppers, be stocking up, and if you don't have the potassium iodide pills in your supply catch, you need to get them. Order them up now. Get them just about any pharmacy will carry them. So, hell, go to Amazon. You can order them up there if you want. You got to get something in there. Number two, go to eBay. Do what a lot of us preppers have done, and that's we found some of those old civil defense radiological gear for detecting radiation, you know, those kind of things. Because the thing of it is this, I don't trust Biden or anybody in the D.C. bubble not to get us into an exchange. God help us if we do. So prepare now, not after they start threatening and next thing you know, they're slinging tactical nukes and then they're slinging strategic nukes. Bad juju comes down on all of us. Best be prepared and try to hold out. Thank you there, Von Weehunt. I appreciate it. Always
anytime. Love that. Show. Always appreciate you being on the show here, Overlord. Love it, man. Great words of wisdom there for the American people and the world, really. We thank you so much, man. And we know great things are going to happen to CRN and Contra Radio Network. And I love hearing your stats and your reports.
Hey, man.
I love
you're
it.
Part of it. You're
Sweden
part of
and
it,
Germany, man. The land of – I know. Thank you, man. I love it. And Germany, the land of my ancestors. You're tuning in to the Von Weehunt Show. It's about time. The ghosts of World War II want their country back. You know?
You know what?
I get it.
You're right. They do. They didn't fight for this crap. That's for sure.
No.
All right,
the world is a mess. Thanks, sir. The world's a mess, Contra, and we are the doctors. Have a great night, sir.
True enough. Good night, sir. Thank you.
Good night, sir. Thank you very much.
Good night.
Here, Overlord from Contra Radio Network. Great call. Words of wisdom. He's a real patriot. Prepper. Check out CRN at best. Contra Radio Network. Google it. Great website. We upload the Von Weehunt Show there. We love our troops in the Asian outpost. We're getting lots of hits from our Asian forts, our bases in Europa. They're probably Thailand still keeps coming up. I know there's CIA listening stations there. So to our CIA patriot friends, we salute you. We know a lot of troops love the show. That's what we're hearing. And they're the demilitarized zone in North Korea. We love you all. You're right there in harm's way. We get it. Kamala Harris was just there about a week ago. She sounded like a freaking idiot. She went, the North Koreans are right there. The sergeant goes, yes, ma'am, they're right there, 50 yards away. But how do you deal with that, she said. Armed and loaded, ma'am. What are you going to do if they come across the border? Well, man, we hope that never happens, but we're going to fire and fire away. We're going to meet fire with fire. How about those apples? She turned white as a ghost and walked away. I saw that exchange on television. Kamala talking to three of our officers and soldiers. Unreal. These folks have no clue what they're up against. We'll get some more phone calls. We'll get American Scotch next from Wyoming. Get a cocktail. I shall return.
Mr. President, there are one or two points I'd like to make, if I may.
Go ahead, General.
One, our hopes for recalling the 843rd bombing are quickly being reduced to a very low order of probability.
Two, in less than 15 minutes from now, the Ruskies will be making radar contact with the planes. Three, when they do, they are going to go absolutely ape, and they're going to strike back with everything they got. Four, if prior to this time we have done nothing further to suppress their retaliatory capabilities, we will suffer virtual annihilation. Five, if, on the other hand, we were to immediately launch an all-out and coordinated attack on all their airfields and missile bases, we'd stand a damn good chance of catching them with their pants down. Hell, we got a 5-to-1 missile superiority as it is. We could easily assign 3 missiles to every target and still have a very effective reserve force for any other contingency. Six, an unofficial study which we undertook of this eventuality indicated that we would destroy 90% of their nuclear capabilities. We would therefore prevail and suffer only modest and acceptable civilian casualties from the remaining force, which would be badly damaged and uncoordinated.
General, it is the avowed policy of our country never to strike first with nuclear weapons.
Well, Mr. President, I would say that General Ripper has already invalidated that policy.
That was not an act of national policy, and there are still alternatives left open to us.
Mr. President, we are rapidly approaching a moment of truth, both for ourselves as human beings and for the life of our nation. Now, truth is not always a pleasant thing, but it is necessary now to make a choice, to choose between two admittedly regrettable, but nevertheless distinguishable post-war environments. One, where you got 20 million people killed, and the other, where you got 150 million people killed.
You're talking about mass murder, General, not war.
Mr. President, I'm not saying we wouldn't get our hair mussed. But I do say no more than 10 to 20 million killed, tops, depending on the breaks.
I will not go down in history as the greatest mass murderer since Adolf Hitler.
Perhaps it might be better, Mr. President, if you were more concerned with the American people than with your image in the history books.
General Turgeson, I think I've heard quite sufficient from you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, so Dr. Strangelove. It's the world that we're living in right now, world of war. Let's get to American Scotch. He's chomping at the bit to talk to you, America. American Scotch, how's it going?
Good.
How you doing, sir?
Good evening, Vaughn. How's it going? I'm doing
very
well,
good.
Doing well. Wanted to touch base with you guys and see. It was interesting to listen to your guys' conversation about Ukraine. Yeah, this is becoming almost murkier by the day. It's hard to get a handle on this.
Yes.
It's usually the other way around. When more days pass by, things get clearer. But with Ukraine, not so much.
I agree with you. It's murkier and murkier. It is.
I'm just curious as to what Putin is going to, you know, when your last caller mentioned the Black Sea being a place where they may detonate something, that sounded very possible. I was like, huh, that makes sense. Because then he's just going to be a show of force. He's flexing biceps, but he's not actually laying waste, you know? And that
right.
That may make sense. It really does. I other than that, you know, that last chess move of his by annexing those four provinces was a major chess move in my mind, because now it's like if you guys try to attack or defend those territories and you try to shoot upon my troops in those new freshly annexed territories, now you're attacking Russia directly. So,
oh, I agree. It was brilliant.
It really is. I mean, it's putting Zelensky just right over a barrel, like straight up, just like in the basement scene in Pulp Fiction. You know, when he had the ball gag? Zelensky is King Rames right now. That's who he is, man. He's got him by the balls, screwed over. So,
he probably loved that.
I'm curious.
Yeah, exactly.
I just wonder. I don't know what the next move is, but it's getting more and more interesting by the day.
Oh, it is, and I've heard the Black Sea rumors, and that makes total sense to me, too. Those are pretty credible, it sounds like. He's got to show the world some force, and He's hoping that if he detonates an atomic bomb in the Black Sea, underwater, or I always thought he would do it underground in the Ukraine, underground, not to show the big mushroom cloud, just to create a frickin' earthquake and a big blast, might be a massive crater, but he needs to show the world some force that he means business. He also, in my view, that he wants Ukraine and Zelensky to get to the peace tables and talk treaty or something with them, and to acknowledge his annexation, which was a brilliant move on Putin's part. And as I said in the monologue, Putin also launched his apocalypse submarine, the biggest submarine in the world, folks, full of nukes.
Yes.
Coming to America.
Yeah, that thing.
Right off our coast.
It literally shoots an ICBM, I think I read. I was like, oh, my God, this is literally Hunt for Red October.
Yes.
In real life.
In real life. It is the biggest submarine in the world, full of nukes, ICBMs. We're not talking little rockets here. It's massive. I saw some pictures of it that I believe are, well, some were declassified, I believe, but things several stories high, put it that way. Sailing in the ocean.
Incredible.
Can you imagine? Incredible.
No.
100-man crew,
just,
I heard.
Just the pictures of it. Yeah, just the pictures of it. I thought that Connery was going to pop out the top, Marco Ramius, because it looks exactly like the movie.
looks exactly like the movie.
Just incredible. Oh, my God.
And this time, Alec Baldwin is in the submarine, and Alec can actually pull a real trigger this time, you know? Who knows?
That's true. That's true. Yeah,
another fiasco, that rookie movie set.
In this one.
Right. Oh,
yeah.
Telling you, man.
Nobody's trying to defect in this scenario. But then you got on the other side of the world, I don't know what the hell Lil Kim is doing over there, firing all these missiles toward Tokyo and Hokkaido and the northern island of Japan. But it's like, I mean, this is just lighting up like a Roman candle right now. I mean, just take your pick. What's going to happen in South America? What's going to happen in Venezuela? I'm wondering if there's going to be something in our backyard.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's coming. It's coming, man. I think Kim over there in North Korea wants attention. He sees, to him, why is Ukraine getting all the attention? What about me? Right? Mm-hmm. I'm tough. I'm going to fire
a few
missiles. I'm a nuclear freaking power over here. Where's my big check? Where's my Swiss bank account? He's pissed off. He heard Zelensky's getting all the billions from America. He hears Zelensky's he owns a $40 million mansion in Miami, 10 homes around the world. I think 7 are in America that Zelensky owns, allegedly, of course.
And you know,
but he's going, where's my mafia penthouse? Don't blame the guy. I mean, he's pissed. He thought, under Trump, I was riding high, man. I had world attention. Trump and I shook hands. Money was coming over here. We were doing well under Trump. I hear now as people are starving. So little Kim's pissed off.
And you know he's pissed because he's getting outshined by some cross-dressing homo wearing high heels and doing all these faggy things while he's on stage.
Yeah.
And he's over there the alpha male with women all over the place, and he's not even, nobody's paying attention to him. Yeah.
He's going, you mean to tell me the faggot over there gets all the attention, all the world press, all the billions from America, and I get not even frickin' rights from America. They give me nothing. Screw you, America. I'm going to lob some more missiles until you take me effing seriously. That's what's really going on. We're not even sending over rice to feed his people. We're giving him zilch, not a nothing. He's got to sit there and go, what is wrong with this picture? Hasn't the world seen the corruption. You think I'm bad? He would say Ukraine was the number one corrupt country in the world, worse than me. You know, it's so messed up. It's actually funny, you know.
It is. I was going to say let's take inventory. 20-something months in from Biden being inaugurated, we've got little Kim firing missiles at Japan. You got Putin with an ICBM loaded submarine, and you know you've got Biden photographed today walking with his pants on backwards. I posted it. It's on Gab. I'll repost it again right when I get off the phone with you. He had his pants on backwards. I swear to God, no joke.
I know.
Mean, the guy, it's just absolutely – I'm waiting for Saturday Night Live to break in and announce that, you know, the show's now getting started and thank you for watching. I swear to God, every week that goes by gets crazier and zanier. Every day.
Talk about back-asswards. I mean, that's a back-asswards move. You're back-asswards, Joe. Creepy Joe. Damn pedophile. Jeez. Stop sniffing every damn little preschool girl's hair. Who the hell wants to smell their hair anyway? But a freak like you. I don't want to smell their little hair. Disgusting.
You know, but between him,
I want that girl firing weapons, getting ready for war. That's what I want.
Absolutely.
I want her trained.
Between him.
I want her, you know, German style.
Between him. Yeah, between him and that dish rag whore of a vice president we've got. I mean, you got to be kidding me. I mean, whoever picked this ticket is just, man, this is for the books. They really are.
Oh,
I hope they're writing sitcoms for Netflix because
they both
crazy.
Suck.
I mean, it's just, they both are just brutal. I mean, and
I
just marvel at people. I marvel at people still bitching about Trump. It's like, I know not everybody loves him, but look around. Look around now versus 3 years ago. Are you kidding me?
That's my
right
point.
Now? You guys are still bitching about this guy.
They are.
Unreal.
They are, aren't they?
My God, this guy, like you said, he was making peace with people that people never dreamed would be crossing that DMZ in Korea. He did it. That's the greatest moves of any president I've ever seen. That's for
totally
all
agree.
Time. All time. And this guy.
And he and Kim got along.
Yeah, they got
what
along.
Trump told Kim was, look, man, stop your missile firing. I'm going to shuttle over some cash, some food for you. Under the radar, just calm down. And it's been known that little Kim's got the biggest porn collection in the world. Trump said, I know some New York guys, they're going to ship you all the porn you want for your collection. Don't worry about it. We got you covered, kid.
Probably,
got you covered.
Probably are,
problem
probably
solved.
Are probably,
here's some old DVDs from the 1980s. You're going to love these. You're gonna love this batch, Kim. And then Trump's going to give him a call and go, it's going to be huge, kid. It's going to be huge. I got a cargo ship full of porn coming to you. Yeah, I got some rice. After that, we'll send some money to you. Shut the fuck up and stop your firing missiles. Okay? Capiche? We're good here. Wonderful. Peace.
Absolutely.
As that is at hand. I mean, you know, literally, I mean, that's what's really going on. That's what I would tell Kim. I'd say, what do you want? Just what do you want? Tell me what you want.
Yep.
You know, Daddy Trump delivered the goods, and Kim looked at him like daddy, like dad.
Yes.
Literally.
He really did.
You ever seen his,
he really did.
His eyes lit up like daddy's here to save me? And
I
Trump
know.
Said, you know what I mean? Okay, kid. Cool your jets, kids.
It's so true.
Cool your jets.
It's so true.
It is.
It's so true. It's,
he thought he was so happy that Trump visited him. I mean, it's like that movie Team America. You know, it's like Kim Jong-un is so lonely there in his palace. Everyone's so negative. Everyone's starving. I mean, he's got a good life, but everyone around him sucks. Then Trump comes along. Trump gave him a little bit of attention. That guy fell right in line. That's all he wants.
Yep.
You know?
That's it. That's it.
Great stuff.
You gotta love it. I mean, you gotta love the contrast. I mean, you got Trump over there, like you said, just glad-handing him and wanting to help him out and understanding what kind of oppression he's under with the CIA setting up camp. That entire country is just a deep state CIA hangout, and Trump just barges in there, shakes hands with him. Hey, look, man, I'm going to help you out. And then 4 years before that, you got idiot Obama going over there with his dumbass binoculars, looking like he's just like trying to be a peeping Tom, too scared to look over the border. I mean, what a homo.
Yes.
What a homo.
Yes.
God.
They are disgusting. God.
I love all these photos that are being leaked now about Big Mike. And you got photos coming out galore. Early pictures before they were married. Two homos hanging out with each other. The black community losing their minds, bro. Oh, my God. It's just getting better and better. I swear to God.
Well,
oh,
yes, Josh, I always remind the black people that bring up, when we had Obama, I go, you had a gay Marxist Kenyan. That, if that's your hero, wonderful. They go, well, I don't know. And then on top of that, he's married to a freak, transgender freak, allegedly, of course. Allegedly.
Yes.
his name was Michael before it became Michelle, supposedly, right? So,
exactly. Yeah.
No, I wasn't there. I don't know. But this is what everybody else tells me, so I'm going to broadcast it. Well, I mean, it's all over the social media anyway.
Yeah, all you have to do is Google the Ellen DeGeneres dance and Michael, Michelle, LaVon Robinson. I mean, somebody's swinging a hammer more than the bounty paper towel guy. What the hell?
Damn.
What the hell is that? It's disgusting. Oh, my God.
She could have been in
absolutely
a jockey commercial. Jeez,
oh,
you know,
dude,
Emporio Armani men's underwear or something. That's, you know, seriously. I'm going, my God. My God.
What a pathetic.
What is that thing?
Think about what.
What is that thing?
What a laughingstock we were, and it's just unreal. What a laughingstock. The world must look at the country and what they elected in 2008. My God. I mean, how far.
I don't blame country, Scott. They look at, they look at America and they go, I don't want to be like you guys. You're now a gay, transgender, queer, weak nation. Why in the hell do I want to be like you? No. But we export this crap all over the world. When countries go, screw America, I'm almost halfway there. I go, I don't blame them. Look at our military. Look at our media. I wouldn't want to be like America. The only thing I would want is your economy, your natural resources. But I wouldn't want to be like you socially. I mean, we're sick socially. Fentanyl's everywhere. People are ODing. Americans take every damn pill that's put in their hand. Oh, it looks like a sweet tart. Let me swallow it. Dumbass. You're dead. Family cries. Freaking TV station shows up at your property. Your son's dead. What are your final words? Shows a microphone and the guy's crying. I don't know what happened. I know what effing happened. Your son's a moron. He took pills. Thought they were sweet tarts. Too freaking cheap to buy candy at the local Quick Mart, 7-Eleven. Thought he'd save a dime. Took it. He's dead. That's the problem with America. You're cheap. You're stupid. You take too many pills. And things you shouldn't put in your damn mouth. Dumbasses.
Yep.
Hate to say it.
It is. It's pathetic.
We're a nation of drug addicts. Who wants to be like that? God.
Nope.
I don't blame
these
countries at all.
Yeah, but what are they going to put on that kid's headstone? Brought to you by Skittles? I mean, what kind of things are they going to put on that headstone? You died from candy. What the fuck is that? Are you kidding me?
Right.
Blowing my mind. Blowing my mind.
I saw a news report the other day. And it was the kids survived fentanyl. And folks, don't take anything that isn't prescribed. And that's bad enough anyway. But the kid goes, I thought it was a sweet tart. like the candy, well, you're a complete moron. I hate to say it, but you're going to do it again, and one of these days you're not going to wake up. I mean, calling that stuff sweet tarts or some kind of boxed candy, my God, you got to taste it, really? It's that important to you. You got to take it because it's free, and your friend's a little demonic friend who thinks it's funny that you OD. Those aren't friends. Those are demons that you're around. People giving you free crap that you pop in your mouth.
Yep.
Dumb, dumb, dumb. Just dumb.
Yeah, you know, that's true. When you got kids, that have been inundated with watching death over and over and over, every time they play a video game, they reset, they start over, they reset, they get killed, they start over, they kill somebody else, they start. I mean, this is what you're seeing now. The psyche has been changed in these young people to the point where they are literally psychopaths and nobody is talking about it. They just say, oh, he likes playing Call of Duty. He likes playing Hours of Doom 3. Well, yeah, I bet he does. But it's also making him a freaking monster. And all these children by the millions are like this now. They are completely desensitized. It's incredible. It's incredible.
I know. God.
Oh my God.
American Scotch, love your call, Mac. I can talk to you for hours. I mean, what are your final thoughts to America tonight while we're under attack?
Well, as usual, I just tell everybody, you know what, guys?
Stay involved. Stay active. Attention to shows like this. You know, get on social media. Get off the TV. Get off the newspapers, the mainstream media. All you can do right now is just try to be informed with the right voices and the right people, and just try to figure it out as you can go. Other than that, you're doing the best you can. That's all anybody can do. Because trying to sift fact from fiction right now, good luck. Good luck. I mean, you do this full time. I pretty much do it full time. And almost some days I go to bed more confused than when I woke up on the day's events. And I'm studying them all day. I just don't get it. I don't know what the hell we're going to be facing in another 3 weeks by the end of October. Let's just keep our fingers crossed. I guess let's just leave it at that.
American Scotch, I will leave you with a quote from the Man in the High Castle where it goes like this. America, your biggest sin is your weakness. How about those apples?
Amen. Amen.
Amen, brother.
Good to talk to you.
American Scotch, have a great night, man. Thank you, sir. You bet.
Thank you, brother. All right. Bye-bye.
Great call. Bye-bye. That's a great prepper, patriot. American Scotch. Love that guy. Talk some more. We'll get Breath of Surfer on here soon. But first, we'll play a little song from the Cold War, from Russia, with Love.
From Russia, with love, I fly to you, much wiser since my goodbye to you. I've traveled the world to learn I must return from Russia with love. I've seen faces, and smiled for a moment, but oh, you haunted me so. Still my tongue tied, young pride would not let my love for you show. In case you'd say no, to Russia I flew, but there a man
I suddenly knew you'd care again. My running around is through. I fly to you from Russia with love.
Wow. Can Matt Monroe, can he sing or what? Wow. Now that is a great singer. Well, that's what Russia says when they bomb Ukraine. From Russia with love. More love is coming. The war isn't over there. That's from Russia with love, Putin style, as they say. Well, we will get to Breath the Surfer here after I announce this. It's kind of interesting, and I want to get Brett's opinion of it. Now get this, America, the Ugandan dictator's son over there in Africa, the dark continent. Now a general has offered Meloni of Italia, you know, the so-called far right wing candidate, a 100 cow dowry for her hand in marriage. Or Uganda promises, they promise to invade Italy. No joke. From the article, I'll try to pronounce his name, Mahuzi Magabu Kanerguba, whatever, son of Ugandan dictator Yoweri Museveni, was promoted to the rank of general on Tuesday. He caused a stir on the previous day with a saucy Twitter rant in which he offered a 100 cal dowry for the hand of the newly elected Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, the lady prime minister, and threatened to invade Italy if his offer was refused. Okay, so which way, Italia? Which way, Western man? I will give you now the Von Wien recommendation. Have Italian commandos capture him and bring him back to Roman chains to fight in the new Roman Colosseum and gladiator games. Von Wien orders 100 days of games for the people of mighty Rome. Roma Victor! To my Italian friends, we have listeners there. And with that, let's get you Breath of Surfer. Surfing on the coast of Italy tonight. Italian surfboard and Italian beer.
Yeah.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, Ron. That's unbelievable. I mean, you wonder what.
Can you imagine that
is,
guy?
You know, that's a reality. Yeah. I mean,
this is the world we live in. Uganda threatens to invade Italy if the new prime minister doesn't bang him, basically.
Yeah.
Let's be blunt here. He doesn't want to marry her.
Like,
he wants her for her sake.
I wonder what would happen. I wonder what that would be. I don't know what the Uganda military. I don't know, man. We are in such scary times right now, especially with Putin, but that's just another crazy thing, you know, that can you imagine Italy being taken over and just, I don't know. It's hard to,
first of all,
it just seems the whole world is just,
it's in disarray, man. I want to see the Uganda military fighting, trying to invade Italy. That would be, I want their boats blown up in the Mediterranean. That'd be some awesome Twitter video, man.
That would be amazing.
The sharks have
amazing,
to eat.
You know?
We care about animals on the Von Wien show, Brett. We care.
Yeah.
We care more than CNN.
I know you do.
We care more.
Yeah.
We care for the fishes out there. They need to eat. God.
They sure do, yeah.
Crazy world.
Yeah, I just couldn't imagine something like that happening. I haven't heard that. That's the first time I'd heard that. I guess I've been following.
It's on Breitbart.
What's going on?
I got it
on
Breitbart News. Very credible source. Yes. People think I make this stuff up. What I'm very good at mining the internet for the best stories for my show. That's what I'm, that's my secret to my success. I find things that are out there, vetted, that no one's talking about. I go, why did this front page news? Uganda has promised to invade Italy. I mean,
yeah.
Will they be like riding rhinos or elephants, Roman style, back
I
in the day?
I
cross the Alps or something? Jeez.
I think that's more saber rattling right there. I the scary thing is I don't think Putin's doing that. I think Putin's just is dead serious, man, and it's scary, you know, because but I don't think that guy, especially for that reason, would invade Italy, you know, just because he wants to. You know, he wants to marry this woman. I just don't. But
Brett,
I mean, it'll be interesting.
I want
to
get your it will be. And I want to get your opinion onto this. I believe that Gunslinger himself, with his two guns, could take on the Ugandan military and defeat them all. How about those?
That could be.
He'll take on the entire Ugandan military and win. Because, I mean, what exactly is the Uganda military? They have, like, trained monkeys to throw grenades at you or something? Or, you know, they have, like, you know, leopards that jump out of trees at you and stuff, you know? I don't know.
Yeah,
either.
It's just failed.
Elephants to the border. I would love to see that. Be like one of my, but yeah, he should be dragged back to Italy in chains, and I'll be the master of ceremonies,
you know,
for the Roman Games. I mean, I would love that job. Von Wiehunt shall now preside over the gladiator games. Yes, I will.
Isn't Italy in? I mean, yeah,
unleash the hounds.
Amazing.
Unleash the lions.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean,
this cocktail's good.
Isn't Italy and Italy's with NATO, so I mean, if they seriously were gonna,
yeah,
I
NATO would be
that,
invoked. We'd have to get NATO to kill off the Ugandan military.
I mean, we have so many things
Article
going
5.
On right now. I mean, I just don't
we
think
do.
We even have. Yeah, I know.
We have Ukraine. We have Kim Jong Un firing rockets. We have Uganda, a rogue African nation, trying to attack a NATO ally of ours. And by the way, we will protect Italy. You have good-looking chicks. They got pizza. I love Peroni beer. And I am part Italian, so there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's I mean, we have so much on our plate.
Half my
right
family
now, you know,
came over the Alps from Germany and settled in Italia, Rome and north of Tuscany. The other three quarters were over there in Germany and Berlin drinking beer. Hanging out with those good-looking beer girls over there at the beer gardens.
Oh, yeah.
Those are my
ancestors. I love that.
God, no doubt.
That's where they were.
I thought, why was I born in this era? Well, I know why, but sometimes I thought, man, they had a pretty good back then. Had a pretty good. If you were born at the right time, between all the wars.
Yeah, I mean, when that's the way
right
to, live, to come to this world.
He'd kick their ass.
Yeah.
He kicked their ass. He writes it on the chat room. Damn right he would. God, that'd be a great matchup. Gunslinger death match versus the Ugandan military. Gunslinger wins.
I think so.
God.
I think so, man. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's we just have a lot going on right now, and you know, I thought that we would be maybe the Generation X would be the ones that would make it through, you know, without wars. But
right.
I don't think so, man. We're not, you know. So, you know, I don't know. It's there are scary times, man. And you know, it's just things get crazier and crazier. You know, it's just so surreal. You know, everything that's going on. You know, these things that we hear about. But, you know, I guess that's why you live every day like it's your last, right?
You do. I mean, Look, we are living in very interesting times, as the Asians say, right? One of their favorite lines. Always live in interesting times. Ancient Chinese secret, right? As they do your laundry.
Yeah.
Just kidding. But my thing is, I used to love that commercial as a kid. It had that Calgon commercial. The chick would bring in her laundry basket, and she'd say, "How do you get my laundry so fresh and clean?" And the guy would say, "Ancient Chinese secret, Mrs. Johnson."
Yeah.
That's a flashback to my youth, my corruptible youth. But yeah, man, it's a crazy world on a very serious note. But we have to make fun of it sometimes because it's so effed up. We are threatened daily with nuclear war. And that's a very serious situation, right? But all you can do is prepare for these eventualities. We hope we can, dodge these bullets, duck and get out of there, duck and cover if we have to. I mean,
yeah.
But, yeah, there's a lot of threats. And what gets me is I've never seen, Brett, seriously, the Kremlin, but mainly Beijing, China, weekly, almost daily, give out threats to America. Nuclear threats.
Yeah.
We're going to nuke you. We're going to bomb you. We're going to take you down. You know, it's what they want. They want
they know they can't
nuke us too bad because China wants our rich farmland. They got a billion mouths to feed, you know?
Yeah, that's true. And I don't know. Then again, they've got these, if it is with these underground bunkers and everything, you know, maybe that's, well, it's interesting. Denver Broncos playing tonight against the Colts. Of course, they lost, but you'd think they would have won. But anyway, you know that mural in the Denver airport. Have you ever seen that? That
yes,
it's about Armageddon.
New World Order
and,
mural, Armageddon mural.
I was there in '94, mm-hmm. I think it was, and that was it's just so creepy. It's such a it's a tragic mural, you know. But then, what's going on today? You know, you're wondering, you know, was that predictive programming back then? And how that airport's 40 miles from Denver itself. You know, it's just
I know
that mural, you know, and everything, and just so it is. You know, scary times, man. You know, and I think that's you don't live in fear, but you have to be, you have to be a realist and realize, man, these are, I'd love to get by this time, but, it's kind of hard to know, what's going to, you don't want to think what could happen there, but, it's a reality, and, it's something we, So, I don't know. You just have to remain optimistic and keep on going, But as you know, man, and as you talk about, we're in interesting times, very interesting, very scary, but, exciting at the same time,
It kind of is. You just don't know which shoe's going to drop next. And, I talked about this before on and off air, Brett, and, yeah, it's really bad out there. It's really crazy. I just tell folks, pray for peace, be prepared, be armed, stay functional. You got to stay functional. There's a guy that I know that quit his job, moved up in the mountains a couple of years ago. He's probably still waiting for the Chinese to come down via the, the paratroopers to come down, a million of them. There's people that are like that, and you'll wait forever because we don't know when these things are going to happen. We don't know when these shoes are going to drop. I've always said when it comes down, it's going to unravel very, very fast. And it's like building a house. You can spend years building up, for example, the Gulf Coast of Florida, build these beautiful homes on the water, best fishing in the world, they say. And then here comes Hurricane Ian. In the space of a couple hours, your home is destroyed, washed out to sea. Happened 1,000 times just last week.
Yeah.
It takes years to build up. It takes years to build up these communities. Years. Infrastructure.
Yeah.
Roads. Businesses.
Yeah.
Utilities. These things aren't done overnight, folks. Can't press a button and go, voila, Fort Myers is back. 90% of Fort Myers, for example, was washed out to sea. Utterly destroyed.
Yeah.
And they've all said it'll take them a decade to come back. 5 years minimum to come back in a reasonable way. It takes that long to build things up.
Like you said. Mm-hmm.
Space of a few hours, the blink of an eye, all gone. All gone. That's reality, and that's the world that we live in. It's a violent world. It's a destructive world. You know, I would love to tell you that there's a chicken in every pot. Everything would be great. I want to come on the air one day and say that. There's peace everywhere. Peace has bloomed, true and lasting peace. But every week I get sucked into the quagmire. I go, nope, we're still a world of war. Until that day comes, I'm not going to lie to you, say everything is wonderful when it's not. It's not wonderful. We want it to be, right? I want it to be. But in this life, you make your own heaven, you make your own hell. Think about it. People make their own Shangri-La.
Yeah.
And I always say, wherever you find Shangri-La, that's wonderful. That's your own little slice of the pie. Enjoy it to the max. And don't tell everyone about it because they'll all come down and move down next to you.
Right.
You know?
True. Yeah. Kill your Shangri-La. But, that's exactly right. That's my philosophy and the way I go about it, you know, just, you know, enjoy, you know, what you have, you know, and seize the day and seize the moment. And that's really all you can do, you know.
I agree, man. Brett, thanks for calling the show, big guy. Good talking to you again, man.
All right, brother.
Twice in one week.
All right,
wonderful. Thanks, man.
Yeah.
All right, Brett.
A good fight, man. Have a good night, man.
You know, buddy. Take care, brother. All right. Brett the Surfer. Love talking to that guy. Great patriot and good man, good family man out there. Well, I wanted to get to this little bit of news, too. Some of you people know what really happened in Florida when Joe Biden was there. After Joe Biden had the hot mic incident where he said, no one Fs with a Biden during a hot mic moment, Joe Biden, we all know, met face-to-face with Governor DeSantis there in Florida for the first time yesterday. The first ladies of the nation in Florida joined their husbands for the public show of unity, quote-unquote unity. The meeting came after Biden surveyed all the damage by helicopter left by the storm and the wake there in Fort Myers Beach, Florida. But what they didn't tell you in the news, which we found out via photograph, other news stories, that protesters in the deep red state of Florida were seen holding up their middle finger at Biden's helicopter as it was flying low. They wanted him to see he and his entourage, they were flipping off the president and his helicopter. You won't hear that anywhere but on my show. And I've seen the proof. Biden's remarks included praises for the GOP governor in a moment calling DeSantis GV. Biden and DeSantis hate each other. But they did speak several times by phone to assess damage, and they tried to put Florida above politics, which is a good thing to do. And the needs of the state, the needs of the people come first. I'm an America First guy. So you got to bury the hatchet, and you got to work with who's ever in charge, in this case, Biden. And the carnage, Hurricane Ian. God, amazing. That's my segment called In Case You Missed It, America. Now, a few days ago on Tuesday was our infamous show, The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy. Remember, it's the first Tuesday of every month. If you want some airtime on the show, that's a good time to call as well. This show gets bogged down with calls in a good way. We love our calls. and callers. But the show on Tuesday, we had some airtime there, and it's kind of a mix of both worlds. That show, we mesh together and see what happens on live radio. And we cover everything that affects the American Bachelor on that show, even down to his infamous caveman dating habits. We do delve into, well, that was a lighter show, lighter fare. We do talk about the current events, chicks, war and peace, Biden inflation and economics, God forbid, toxic masculinity, you name it, as nothing is ever off the table on any of my shows. Always a Von Wehunt production. I want you to enjoy it, America. So most people gravitate to this show because we're serious-minded, and it's a very serious world. So we must take light of some things every now and then. We were bombarded 24/7 with negative news, attacks, nuclear annihilation. What do you expect us to do? You know? So people are people. And but a lady wrote the Von Wehunt show, and she wrote, "Hey, Von, great show. Don't get me wrong. I am praying for those Florida people, but I never see anyone rushing to the aid of us in the Midwest or the northern states when there is a massive blizzard. Isn't geoengineering great? Keep up the great work." Listening, Rhonda from Michigan. Love that, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda, help me. Beach Boys style. Well, we've come to another great show, another infamous and rogue, legendary Von Wehunt show. We're so glad you spent the time with us tonight. So glad you're here. We are in our official overtime segment now. So we want to thank you all for being here tonight. We want to thank our callers, Blog Talk Radio. There's a lot of things going on out there in America. We realize that. We hope for better days to come. Hope that things can be better. So we thank you, America. We're signing off from our studio deep in the mountains of Arizona. We thank you all. I shall return next week. I guarantee it. Have a great night. God bless all of us in America and to our real allies in the world. Good night.
Ooh, Barracuda.